blues ain't nothing but a woman loving a married man. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a woman loving a married man. Can't see him when she wants to, got to see him when she can.
Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Georgia Way nos daba su visión particular sobre esta música en The Blues Ain't Nothing But a Woman Crying for Her Man. Pero antes de que llegue Imos Milburn con I Don't Don It, permíteme recomendarte The Wire and All the Pieces Matter, la banda sonora de una popular serie policíaca de la HBO con una mezcla muy interesante de blues y hip hop.
Gotta keep the devil the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be saved from Satan. The devil
anterior Way Down in the Hole de los míticos The Blind Boys of Alabama se encargaba de abrir cada capítulo de The Wire. Y ahora solo puedo quitarme el sombrero frente a Living Nola del gran Ben Arnold. Por cierto, recuerda que puedes descargarte los programas anteriores, encontrar más información y darnos tu opinión a través de bluesenlasondas.net.
We heard it on the radio. Pack up your things and go. Waters rise and levees broke. There's no tomorrow. We walked four blocks out in the street. Rode the rocks where it was deep. Only got what's on our feet. We'll have to borrow. Always lived in New Orleans. Felt its rhythm in my veins. Never dreamt we'd have to leave. Always loved this river life, just below the waterline. N-O-L-A got left behind. We waited 3 days just to eat. Mothers did their best to feed. Ain't no gumbo bread or meat. And we wonder why they're leaving us here out to dry. We're hanging on for our dear lives. Some wanna just lay down and cry from hunger. Always lived in New Orleans, connected to our history. Those river boats would carry me. To somewhere where salvation lies. Spirits flow, temperatures high. And old L.A. got left behind. Yeah, we left behind all we possessed. Wasn't much, now we got less. Hearts of rust and nothing else but sorrow. We hop the bus to higher ground. 100 miles to another town.
dragging all these blues around. Always lived in New Orleans, left my soul down in a street. No one knows who this road leads. The old St. Charles trolley line, hope I live to ride it one more time. N-O-L-A got left behind. Found a trailer up the coast, Texas cross from Mexico. The loading boxes keeps me going to somewhere. And maybe one day I'll be returning. I miss that Cajun black and burn. As long as paddle wheels keep turning, we'll get there. We'll be back in New Orleans, birthplace of my family. The riverbanks surrounding me. Dixieland plays Sweet Angela. Brass band behind an old drum line. N-O-L-A, I left behind. Thank you.
Ese blues era de Will McCarthy, un polivalente músico que tenemos por Valencia. Aunque antes de lanzar el siempre acertado Stormy Monday de Greg Kot and Other Bad Men, me gustaría recordarte que el domingo 11 a las 8 disfrutaremos con los Mississippi Mud Sharks, y el lunes 12 a las 11 y media tendremos la habitual Jam Session en el Black No Club, calle Poliperolón, número 15 en Valencia.
Thank you. Saturday, 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 I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday. A Saturday, Saturday, I go out to play. A Sunday, I go to church.
Seguimos en Blues en las Ondas con el gran Wynonny Harris, ya que 15 de sus temas llegaron al top 10, entre ellos el siguiente, Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine, I'm high as a Georgia pie.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. In the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in.
Well, who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, Sister Ash has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
Dwayne Dobson y And the Side the Cool Hellraisers acaban todo el partido al acordeón en My Louisiana Beauty. Y llegando al rincón libre nos toparemos con el blues Walt the Person, un genial bluesman de Suecia cuyo increíble trabajo puedes encontrar en yamendo.com.
I'm
Scott Henderson nos presentaba su genio en la guitarra en Well to the Bone. Pero si realmente te gusta Green Onions, prepárate para escucharlo de la mano de Booker T and the MGs.
Thank you. out all night long. Oh Lord, where am I mounting now me? She had to stay out all night long. I didn't care what she long. I was boogieing around. When I was first in the town, people, I was walking down Hazen Street. Everybody was talking about Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, yeah, people, they was really having a ball. Yes, I know her. Boogie Chilla. One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and he got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
Harold Burnside nació el 23 de noviembre de 1926 en Lafayette County, Mississippi. Aunque pasó la mayor parte de su vida alrededor de Holly Springs trabajando en la agricultura y la pesca mientras tocaba la guitarra los fines de semana. De hecho, el anterior Boogie Chillin' de John Lee Hooker le inspiró para decidirse a tocar la guitarra. Mississippi Fred McDowell le enseñó mucho de lo que sabía y también aprendió del mismísimo Muddy Waters, que era esposo de su prima. Cansado de la agricultura, en los 50 se traslada a Chicago en busca de un futuro mejor, pero en un año su padre, su hermano y tío son asesinados allí, como escucharemos en el venidero Ara's Story. Alrededor del 59 vuelve a Mississippi para trabajar en la agricultura, pero es declarado culpable de asesinato siendo sentenciado a 6 meses en la Parchman Prison Farm, debiéndose la escasa condena que su jefe necesitaba sus dotes para conducir tractores. Su primera grabación tardía llega a finales de los 60 para Arhuli Records. En los 80 graba más material acústico, pero no fue hasta mediados de los 90 cuando ganó fama grabando para Fat Possum Records, tocando junto a John Spencer e introduciendo su música en la escena punk blues underground. Después de la muerte de Junior Kimbrough en el 98, deja de grabar aunque sigue tocando. Un año después sufre una operación cardíaca y su salud decae. En 2001 sufre un ataque al corazón del que logra salvarse, si bien su médico le aconseja que deje de beber y esto le hizo imposible seguir con la música. Así, el 1 de septiembre de 2005 mueren en St. Francis Hospital de Memphis, Tennessee. Pero su herencia le sobrevive, ya que no solo los músicos se ven influenciados por ella, sino que sus descendientes se adentran también en el mundo de la música.
I had two uncles, two brothers, and my father they could kill in Chicago. That's why I don't like living now. It's too rough a place. People going up down the street shooting, killing people. Wish they'd done it everywhere, but they've been doing it that long time, you know. That's a sad thing. Well, my brother, he was a doctor. I think he'd been, I'm not for sure, but I think he'd been selling some dope to him, and he, I reckon, quit, and they killed him. And my uncle, one of them, they killed him, another guy killed him by his wife. He, with his wife, and about 2 years after he killed him, he stayed with him, lived with his wife. And my other uncle, I don't know what reason he got killed, but I know he got killed. And my dad, they killed him and robbed him. He got his check, you know, somebody ganged up on him and stopped him, man, 25 or 30 times. And nobody never went to jail for it because they never found out who it was. That was in the 50s. Yeah, because I lived there in the 40s. And as soon as I left there, about 11 months after I left there, my father got killed. And about a week later, both of my brothers got killed the same day. And then one of my uncles got killed about 3 months later. And it was about 6 or 8 months before my other uncle got killed. But they all got killed in a year's time. Yeah, I'm glad I made it out, man. Yeah, both of my brothers got killed the same day. But my uncle, my daddy, got killed when he drawed some money back, you know, his time, and somebody, he went out to get him a drink, I imagine, a whiskey store not too far from his house, about a block and a half, and somebody killed him between there and there before he got there. He was just at the other side of the next house from where he lived when somebody killed him there and took his money. And one of my uncles, the guy killed him by his wife, he caught him there with his wife, and he killed him. And I don't know what happened to my other uncle, but he got killed, you know. I don't know just what happened. No, nobody went to jail, because they don't know who did nothing. Well, I sharecropped down at Senatobia, and then I moved down to Tunica. I stayed down there a couple of years at Hollywood, and I came from there back to Coldwater and stayed there 2 years and went back to Memphis. We stayed 2 or 3 years, and we came back, stayed here a year, went back to Memphis and stayed a couple of years. And then we come back, and we ain't been back since.